Lahachlishna diyama kolaycha di bo yovid. I bo ilo yovid. According to Rav Somas Teretz, that it depends that the shliach has a choice in the matter. Then we say, ein shliach dabar avero, if so loy mechayiv sholchoy. In these last two cases, the kayin would be potter, or else this man would be potter. Because since the shliach has the choice in the matter to do it or not to do it, even though the man of bach yuvay, we would say the klal of ein shliach dabar avero. So therefore the mashalach would be potter. Because hochinam here also, iboy yovid, iboy lo yovid, this lady or the man has a choice to make the kedusha, not to make the kedusha, to give the haircut, not to give the haircut. Therefore, loy mechay de sholchoy. Therefore, the one that sent them would also be potter. We would say ein shliach the dvar aver. But lahach lishna, according to the first lashon, according to the Ravina, the armor that he says, kol hoicha de shliach lar bach yuva mechayim sholchoy. Anytime the shliach himself is potter, it's not an aver for the shliach. Then we say yesh shliach dvar avera, and then the mishalcha, the one that sent him, is chayiv. If so, in these two cases, haninami, these two cases also, kivan d'lav b'nei chiyuvininu, since this Yisrael has no issa of marrying a gerusha, or else this lady has no issa of cutting off a payas, is therefore mechayiv shulchan. Therefore, in these two cases, we would say yesh shliach dvar avera, and the man that sent him, he would be chayiv. So that's enough community in these two terutzim. This time when the Gemara Rashi explains that Isha Eina V'Yazor L'Sakifu, the lady doesn't have a lav not to cut off her payas, but if she's shame about Tashkas, she's not to cut off a lav not to destroy her beard, because she doesn't have one. That the Gemara Kedushin says. Now, V'Yabakev is a cotton chayif. If the daughter...
Rashi is asking another question. The kid is only a cotton, he's not a bar chayuvay.
Still, no, the one that gives him the haircut, he's also chayif. Because with Ashen, Echer HaMakev, Yecher HaNikev. But vice versa, the makiv, the one that gives the haircut, is only chayiv if he's a bar chiyuvay. But over here, that the ish is doing it, since she's not a bar chiyuvay, she's allowed to do it. So if a real Rashi says, what then the same halacha would have been if an isha gives the haircut to a gadol? Rashi just says, though, but the stomach gadol would not let her do it. Therefore, the case is that the isha did it to the cotton. The corporal isha is called a lar bar chiyuvay, so that's why here we would say, yeshliach, the dvar aver. So kitzur, that's not gemina. So kitz the more coming on now is anachnami the machlokes from Yerchan and Mashlokish. If chotzer is mitam shlichus, therefore a ktana does not have a shlichus, therefore she does not have a kinyan chotzer, and therefore pshita she does not have dal ramas either. Mashenkin of Yerchan says no, that a chotzer is mitam yad, it's like an yad arichta, we'll see later on, it's like an outstretched hand. Therefore, just like a ktana has a kinyan yad, forgiven at least. Who are then? She also has a kinyan chotzer or kinyan dalramis for gittin. Now the Gemara is the kasha. O mi kol mandiyom chotzer lav mishum yodis raboi. Is there anybody that holds that chotzer is not mitam yad? Though they have a kasha and mashlokish. How could you say chotzer is mitam shlichus and not mitam yad? I wrote tani will run like this. In the pasha of gittin it says yoda. The nosan biyod you put again the hand. So Vidashan Aimli Yeli Yod, it's only good if the husband gives the get into his wife's hand. Gaga, what's gonna be if the husband puts it on top of her roof? Whereas Chatzera puts it into her property. For Kafif, for an open yard she has. Me nine, how do we know that these things are also corner for the lady? It's called the Kinyan get. Tamalem, the Pasuk says Vinosan, and Vidashan Mikol Mokam, any place. So Vidashan now from the word Vinosan Yoda, Mash Mechotzer, is Mitam Yad. And like Rashi says, Midulik Sivu Vyoda Yetineyu. It doesn't just stand put into hand. Dorish Vidashin Vinosan Alakosal of Vinosan. Amu Mishum Yodis Raboy. It's an Ibribu of Yad. Rashi says, because this is only Ashlichus, or Kfak Sivu. And we learned already once that an Isha can make a Shlichus, can make a Shlich. So since we need a new Ribu here now, by Gittin, that an Isha Schotzer is Konifer, it must be that Chotzer is not Mitam Shlichus, but rather Chotzer is Mitam Yad. That's why we need a special Ribu here. So at one point we see that Chotzer is Mitam Yad. So the Gemara says true.
So the Gemara says, Linyan get, by halakas of the get, Kuliyam Olay Pligi, everybody that doesn't argue, to Chotzer Mishum Yod Yisraboy. Everybody holds that the din of Chotzer by get is Mitam Yad. But with Ashen is possible over here, the Nosan Biyodo. Ki Pligi, where is the Machlekes of Yechon and Resh Lokish, Linyan Mitziyah. Machloekes is that a chotzer is kana for you, a metziah. If something falls into your chotzer, that the chotzer has a kinyan for you, here's the machloekes. Ma sova yafino and metziah miget.
Rabbi Yochanan says we learn out the parasha of chotzer by mitzvah from the parasha of get, and just like by get it's mitam yad, so chotzer by mitzvah is also mitam yad. Therefore, a ketana has a chotzer. Umasova Resh Lakish holds lo yafin the mitzvah meget. We do not learn out the mitzvah from get. Therefore, by mitzvah the chotzer is mitam shlichus, and since the ketana cannot appoint a shliach, who would then a ketana cannot have a kinyan chotzer? The boy is saying another territory, I'll tell you, Biktana Kuli Amaloi Pligi, the Yafina Mitzia Miget. Could we know, like Tan everybody holds, you learn out Mitzia Miget. But for Hocho, Bikotin Kamiflegi. Here the Machlokes is by Kotin. In other words, by Iktana, since there's a Pasha of Chatzera by her, she has a Chotza for Get. So once she has a Chotza for Get, who Adin, she has a Chotza for Mitzia also. That by Mitzia, by Iktana, Avadr Chotzer is Mitam Yad. Whereas the machlekes by kotin, the kotin kemiflegi, that masova yafina kotin miktana, that we learn out kotin from ktana, just like a ktana has a chotzer, the same way a kotin should also have a chotzer. Well, masova one holds no, lo yafina kotin miktana, we do not learn out a kotin from a ktana. The boy is saying another territories, mara machoda lepligi, could be bechad, there's no machlekes over here. So Rashi says like this, heals, you don't learn out moment from Issa. The Gabi Mamoina, Chotzer, Mim Himotze Yisraboi, Viglamemo de Shlichasu, Mishun Mashnil Ramavay, with Circle Nichtav Hossam. That if you hold, you don't learn out Chotzer of Metzia from Chotzer of a Get, you hold the Svaros only by Get, by Yisurim, their Chotzer is Mitam Yad. But the Chotzer by Momin, there we don't learn out from Get. Therefore, Chotzer by Momin, which is a ribui by the Pasha of Geneva, they would say it's only mitam shlichus. And what do we need the pasuk for? The chiddush to teach us that there's no son of any shlichus of baravera over here. Then the second pshat was Rashi says, "Rocha the katan pligi layashkechon the ribui bechotzer." By a katan, there's no special ribui to say a katan has a chotzer. So that's machlekes. We learn out chotzer of a katan from chotzer of a ketana. And last pshat was no mara mechod mara mechod Rashi of Shimon ben Lakish or Malin Yemitzia. Resh Lakish is talking about the gay to a mitzia, the taka mitzia, the kinyan chotzer by a mitzia is mitam shlichus, and therefore ketana doesn't have a shlichus. Therefore, she doesn't have a chotzer from mitzia. Rabbi Yochanan linyan get, and Rabbi Yochanan is talking about linyan get. Therefore, there's no machlokes. Inami, the other pshat Rashi says it could be maro makotin and maro maketana. So, kids, it could be there's no machlokes in here. The kopon we're coming out though is that's clear that by chotzer by get goes mitam yad. Therefore, Ketana has a chotzer. The only shalur does she have a chotzer from Mitzvah or not? In Mashma, we hold that a Ketana does have a chotzer even by Mitzvah. Just a Ketan, we do not learn out Ketan from Ketana. Now the Mishnah says, Roison Rotzin Acha Mitzvah. If the owner of a field saw the way somebody was running after a Mitzvah, running through his field to find a Mitzvah, or else Achat Tzvi Shover. There was a deer that had a broken leg, also there was hefker, going through your field. Or else you saw somebody going into your field to try and capture a bird, shalei porchu, that cannot fly. The yama zochsali sodai. Now the owner of the field said clearly that I want my soda to be converted for me. I want to be converted this mitzvah of teres chotzel. Then the kinyan chotzer helps for the owner, that the owner has the kinyan of this mitzvah even before that person goes to run after and get it. What about hoya tzvi roth kedarkei? Let's say there was a deer, a healthy deer, that could run fast, running through your field. Or shoya goizolos mafrichen, or else there were birds there that could fly away. The yomer, and then you said, the owner just said that zochsali sodai, I want my field to be kona, these chvetz and these ron shel hefka for me. Then he didn't say anything. Here the chotzer cannot be kind for you. So Rashi said, and the reason is because we'll see in the Gemara, it's called the chotzer sheni mishtameres. It's not called watch. Like these, since these things could just run through your chotzer, it's not watched inside your field, then your chotzer cannot be kind for you. So Rashi says, achat tzvi shover, devi dumi de mitzia, sheni yochul oritz, o mishtamer betechat soda. Like if nobody else would take this tzvi that has a broken leg, he'll be stuck in your field. That's called this mishtamer in your field. Therefore, your chotzer could be covered for you. And who had in a regular mitzvah? So that's the chiddush here, that when chotzer is kona, only something that's mishtamer that's watched inside the field for you. Like we'll see in the Gemara. Now the Gemara says, Omer Rav Yehuda Mar Shmuel, who shoy made the tzatzadeh? That the Mishnah says
that it's good that the owner is kana the metziah only if the owner is standing next to his field. Tread the Gemara, petikna le sadeyu. Like, why does the owner have to stand next to it? Like, the Havamina mean it was, but if the owner is making the Maisa Kinyan, what does he have to stand next to it for? Let his sod alone be kana for the owner. Petikna le sadeyu, the Kinyan chotzer here. The Omer Rebbe Yosi Brother Chanina. Chatzei roi shalodom. That your chotzer, your property, can become something for you even without your das. If a metziah falls into your chotzer, even without your das, you're kind of the metziah. So what do you have to have here? Oimid b'tzatzadeh for? Even if it wasn't oimid b'tzatzadeh, also it should be good. So my answer is no. Hani mili, when was that said that a chotzer is kind of you? Afilu shleimi daitoi b'chotzer ha-meshtameres. Only a chotzer that's watched. There's a gate around it. It's watched and nobody can get in, and what's in there can't go out. But a chotzer that's not being watched, if there's no gate around it, the door is open, then it depends. If the owner is standing by the side of his field, that's a good kinyan. But if the owner is not standing by the side of the field, then it does not help. The Rashi says, that if the owner is standing and watching the field, now it's considered watched because of the owner. Since the owner is there watching, it's called watched. But if he's standing there, it's good. If he's not standing there, it's no good. If the chotzer has a gate around it and it can be locked up, so even though the owner is not there, still it's considered a chotzer mishtameris. But if the gate is not locked and the things inside could just walk out, or people could come in, then it's only good if the owner is standing next to it. Now the Gemara says, when we know Tamer, how do I know to say this? How do I know to say that the chotzer is not locked up? It's not a chotzer that's watched. That iyomi b'tzatzadeh in, iloiloi, how do I know this is so then? Then it depends upon if the owner is standing there. If he's standing there, it is good. If he's not standing there, it's no good. How do I know this is so? So when it says the Tanya, bring your proof. We learn like this. If the owner was standing in the middle of the city, the Yomer, and he says like this, like he woke up and he remembered, he said, Yodeyani, I remember now, Sho'imer, Sheyoshli Besodem, that the bundles in the field, like you in the field, they were cutting down the wheat that day, and they were making bundles of wheat. So the owner now that's in the city says right there, I remember that Yodeyani, I know, Sho'imer, Sheyoshli Besodem, Toyolim Shechu, that the bundles of wheat that I have in my field, I know that my workers forgot it. And I want to say now that lo yeh shikha, it should not become shikha. Like this, the halacha is, if you leave over the bundles in your field and become shikha, you have to leave it over for the aniyim. You can't go back and take it. See, the owner said, I don't want it to become shikha. So I said, lo yeh shikha, im chozim shachu. Like it says, if the owners forget it, if my workers forget it, I do not want those bundles to become shikha. So the Gemara, the Bryce says, maybe he could do that. That it will not become shikha if the workers forget the bundles there. Talmud Lemu Vidash in the Pasuk that says, if you forget the bundles in the field. So Vidash in Bisode Vishachto Voloi Beer. That only if you forget it when you're in the fields, that's called shikha. Voloi Beer. And not when you're in the city. So Rashi says, Basode Vishachto. If you forget it when you're coming into your field, that's called a forgetting. And not if you forgot it when you first come into the city. So Mario Stastiro, Hagufa Kashin, like what are you saying? It's a Kashin, what you're saying. Or Mati, you're telling me. Yochel, I would have thought to say, Lo Yeshicho, then what? That it's not called Shicho. Alma, what do we see? Hevishicho. That no, it is called Shicho. Because what happened here, the owner in the city is afraid that maybe his workers will forget the bundles in the field, and he doesn't want it to become shikha. So he's saying, I'm remembering now that I don't want it to be shikha. So with ashening, that doesn't help, and rather it does become shikha. So you see what, that when you forget, like even though you're in the city, it is called shikha. The nosav lo gemara, and then the gemara with ashen apostik, that besodeh v'shachachta, v'lei beer. Alma lei have a shikha. That's not called shikha. That's what's called a forgetting. Only if you forget when you're in the field itself. If when you're collecting the bundles in the field, you forget it, that's called shikha. And not if you forget the bundles when you're in the city. If you forget when you're in the city, it's not called shikha. So it's a theory. What are you talking about? So Gemara says, El alav, rather, hochi koma. This is what the Gemara means to say. The Raisa. Ba'asode shikhu ach mi'ikroi heve shikha. That if when the owner is in the field itself, and at the beginning when he was making these bundles, he forgot it at the beginning, that's called shechu. Yeah, again, hokikama. Basod is shechu chmiyikro. If you forgot it at the beginning, have a shechu. That's called the good forgetting that you have to leave enough yanim. What about zohar? Let's say at the beginning when you started to make these bundles, you remembered that you have 10 bundles there. Just a little safe shechu, at the end, you forgot it. But at the beginning, when you put it down, you knew it was there, you knew you had to take it away. Ain't shechu. That's not called shechu. My time, what's the reason? The chiv on the koi gabo, since you're standing right next to it, have a chatzeroi, that this field is like your chatzer, the zochseloi, and therefore the field is like conduit for you. In other words, when you first cut down these bundles, you knew the bundles were there, and you had not to take it with you. So right away you want your field to become these bundles, therefore these bundles are not called shechu. What's called shechu? If when you're cutting it down, then you went to collect it, you didn't realize how many was there, you never realized, and you went home, you left over one or two of them, so those leaving over is called shechu. But the Moritz Bright says though, I will be here. But what's going to be once the owner leaves the field, and he goes into the city, I feel zohor, or the sar shechuach, have a shechu. Even though at the beginning, when he first made the bundles, he remembered that he had 10 bundles. But since then he forgot it, and he left the field, even though he remembers at the end, still it's called shechu. Still his chatzar is not coming for him. My time, and what's the reason? The last thing, gavei de liskelei, because the owner is not near the field, therefore the field cannot be coming to him. So therefore we see such a difference, that if the owner is in the field, even though it's like a chatzar shechu mishtameres, but when he's there, he's watching it, then what's inside it is coming for him. But if the owner left the field and went into the city, then we say, since he's not standing there, what's in the field is not corner to him. So therefore, since Lamaisa was left over, it remains shechel. So you see, you're right, it is Yisoid. So Gemara says, Mimai, who said that the pshat over here? Dilma, who said that pshat, the psukim over here? Dilma made a different pshat over here. Dilma gzeras akosavi. Maybe it's a special gzeras akosav over here. That is the soda and they have a shechel. If you forget something when you're in the field, that's called the forgetting, then you have to leave it over for the aniyim. That's called shechu. Will be here, but if you forget something, when you leave the field, you went into the city, maybe learn to have a shechu. Maybe it's a special gzeras hakosav here, that it's not called shechu. That's the pshat. The shechach tzayim abasodah, only when you're in the field and you forget, is it called shechu. Now maybe in the city, it's not called shechu. So Mar says, no, Amakor, the Pasuk says, lo yisoshiv lekachtoi, that you're not allowed to come back and take it. Here comes to include clearly that even though you forget it, even when you first go into the city, still it's called shechu. So the Kirti Kingstown says, because there's a kosher that when you forget something after you went to the city, it's not called shechuach, because here we have a special rebound from loisoshev lekachtoi l'rabbi shechasir. So you see that even though you forget something in the city, it is called a forgetting. So you must shun the drasha before, but you have to say, like we said, that when you're in the field there, then the field is zocher, it's for you, therefore your corner is not called shechu. Mar says, no, we need this extra postik of l'soshev l'kachdoi l'lav, for a lav over here. This is the lav of shechu, that once you forget something, there's a lav not to come back and take it. So Mar says, imkeim, if that's the pshan the postik, nei makro l'sikchenu, don't go and take it. My l'soshev, what's this lashon of don't return? L'rab, as it comes to include, shechas ir, that even though you forget it first when you went into the city, it's also called shechu. So therefore we have to say, pshat like we learned before, that there's a difference when you're still in the city, then when you're still in the field, the sodah is kana for you, and when you leave the field, since you're not aimed, it's not sadeyu, then the field is not kana for you. So kids, we have a raya to this yisoid. Alright, turn over. Now the Gemara still asks, the Akati is still this last posik, the Akati mi boile, we need this last posik, of loisoshev lekachtoi, likritnan, like we learned, shelefonov en shecho. The person is the beginning of a row, cutting down the wheat, let's say, and he knows he still plans to go through this row to cut it. So even though he forgets a little bit, that's not called shecho. But shelachrov, once he passed this row, and now it's a question of returning back, going backwards, ye shecho. Then there's a klal of shechu, what you already forgot, you can't come back and take it anymore. Shubba bal toshuv. Then there's a slav, not to return to get it. And zeh klal, this is the klal. Kol shubba bal toshuv, anytime there's a lav like bal toshuv, don't go back to the road that you already finished cutting off. Then shechu, that's called shechu, there's a lav, not to take it, you have to leave it for the aniyim. But kol she'enu bal toshuv, anytime like you're first starting or in the middle of going, of advancing yourself, doing this row, that you didn't finish doing the row yet. So it's not called the Baal Toshev, don't return to do it, because you didn't finish. You're going forwards. So the Eimer Shechuach, even though something was forgotten there, but since anyway you have that to continue cutting down this row, you didn't finish cutting down the whole row yet, there's no way to Shechu. So the Pasuk of Lois Toshiv is not coming to include Shechas Ir, but rather only coming to tell us the Yisrael of Shechu, it's only on something that you already finished cutting it down. It's allowed not to return to go back to it. But something you still plan to go forwards and work on it, there's no Issa Shechu. So we have no Pasuk for Shechas Ir. So my answer is on Rav Ashi Yom HaKruah, the Pasuk says, Yiyef, L'Rabba Shechas Ir. So the kitzel is a Pasuk. Yiyef Ashi says, L'Gerli Yosem L'Amon, Yiyef, an extra Pasuk, there will be a Marba, that there is a Pasuk of Shechas Ir, therefore we have to say the Pshan, the first Pasuk of a Shechach, Taim of Asodeh, that for Sodeh, the Shechuach means, that there, if you remember, the Sodeh is corner for you, because you're Yom HaTzadeyu, Hashem can be here, since you're not Yom HaTzadeyu, the attack of the Sodeh is not corner for you. Now the Gemara says, V'chein Rama Rabba Babachona. Rabba also says the same thing, V'hu Shemi B'tzadeyu. You have to know that Chotzer is not Mishtameres. If the owner is standing next to it, then it's very good. If he's not standing next to it, then it does not help. And this the Gemara says, Eitzvei. I have a kasha on this. It's Eitzvei Rabba Abba Lula. Rabba Abba is the kasha Tula. It says, Ma'is Rabba Gamliel is a Canaan. There's once a story that Rabba Gamliel is a Canaan, Shoyboyim Basvina. They're once traveling on a ship. They're coming from a ship. Now, Amr Rabbi Gamliel, Gamliel said, Yisra Shani Yosub Lomud, Nosim Yeshua. So Rashi says, it means, Nisker Shle Yisra Maisroisov, Fuk Shaloi, or Mia Lasra and Bashel Hashem. Rabbi Gamliel remembered that the fruit that he had back at home, he forgot to take off Trumas and Maisros. He was afraid maybe the people in the city, in his house,